Excuse me. Hey there. Not to intrude upon your privacy or anything, but I've seen you standing out here for a while and, well, you know, obviously it's raining out and you look super soaked. Here, get under my umbrella. Are you waiting for someone? Silent, huh? Well, that's okay. It's okay if you're not comfortable talking about it. I won't force you. But if you're waiting for someone and they still haven't come, then... If I may be brutally honest, I don't think anyone is coming for you. Oh, but I should introduce myself. My name is... Malaya. You don't have to tell me yours, but I would really, really like to hear it. Again, anyway. Oh, that's such a lovely name. I'll have to commit it to my memory. I know I shouldn't pry, but it will just eat away at me if I don't ask. So, what are you doing here? That's horrible. I can't believe your parents just left you out here.
Or me.
But how could they do that? As soon as they're legally able, they just toss you out like a piece of trash? You're their child. They should be giving you care and support, not abandoning you when you're so vulnerable. So defenseless. So helpless. You need me. Do you have any friends or other family members that you can count on? Anyone that can give you support or take you in? No? That's what I thought. It's really cold out here, you know. I can see just how much you're shivering. Here, my coat is really warm. Please, take it. No, I insist you take it. If you don't take it, I'm just going to throw it on the ground. There we go. I hope that helps with the cold a bit. But it's only going to do so much. It's nice and cozy at my place, you know? I've got heating and some nice warm blankets. If you're feeling up to it, maybe we could talk more over there? I'm not forcing you or anything, but you don't really have any other place to go to, right? Well, my place is always open to you. I'd love to have you as company. I live alone, you see. So I'd really enjoy having someone over. You wouldn't be a bother, really. Not like your parents felt about you. So, what do you say? Wonderful. It's just a short walk to my place, so you'll be all warm and out of the rain in no time. Alright, welcome to my place. It's not much, but I hope you like it. I take really good care of the place. And do you feel that? It's way warmer inside. Right? Oh, sweetie, the coat I gave you is all wet now. We'll need to get you out of it. Here, just throw it on the table. I'll take care of it later. Well, all your clothes are soaked really, really much. You poor thing. You must feel so uncomfortable. We'll need to get you out of them. Not in front of me, obviously. Sweetie, I'm not going to make a change in front of me. I mean, I'm not going to stop you either. Here, I'll go get you a change of clothes, alright? I have a bunch of oversized sweaters, so at least one of them should fit you. And I think I still have some of my brother's clothes lying around. He looks about your size, so I think they'll fit you. And you know what? I think you'd look good in them too. I'm sure you'd look absolutely adorable in them, though. I guess you look cute in anything, really. Wow. See, sweetie? What did I tell you? You look absolutely adorable in those clothes. Especially the sweater. You look so cuddly and precious. I just want to drag you to my bed and cuddle you forever and ever. You're killing me with your cuteness. I just have to hug you. You wouldn't mind, would you? If I hugged you? I'm guessing your parents never gave you many hugs, right? They kicked you out after all, even though you're such a sweet, good boy. But a good boy like you deserves lots and lots of hugs. You need them. Everyone needs them. So, what do you say? Would you like to hug me? Because I'd love to hug you. When I look at you, you're like a lost little puppy. I just have this irresistible urge to take care of you. You know, I'm pretty huggable. Or at least I'd like to think so. I don't actually get hugs either. I don't actually get hugs either. Just like you. But maybe we could fix that for each other, right? I'm super soft, so I'm sure I'd feel great to hug. And I really care about you, way more than your parents. Wouldn't you love to get a hug from someone who cares about you? So, why don't you give me a nice, tight hug? You poor thing. You've been so neglected. I could really use it. There we go. I knew you'd agree to hug me like this. Because you're such a good boy. There. It's okay. You're safe now. I promise you that you're safe with me. Nothing is going to hurt you. And nothing is going to take you away from me. It's okay to cry if you want. I'm here for you. There. It's all right. I was right, wasn't I? Don't I feel amazing? Doesn't it feel so good to hug me? I feel like I was made to hug you. Not just that, though. I feel like I was brought into this world just to take care of you. You're such a good boy, there's no way I can resist. It's just my instinct. I want to see you smile when you eat that breakfast I make for you. I want to see you smile when I get you another gift for the millionth time. There are so many meaningful memories I want to make with you. And those are just my urges. Because I love you. How could I not? You're such a good boy. Even if others don't recognize that. There. I feel kind of neglected too, you know? Let me tell you something. I used to manage the office of that store you always visit. But they fired me after the security girl reported me to HQ. We're always pestering her for the security footage of you. But can you blame me? What kind of woman in her right mind wouldn't want to see her man? Is that a crime? Everyone in the office called me a creep. Don't think I'm creepy, right? Not like they think, and they think that even though they're my friends. Well, where my friends? I don't really have any friends anymore, since all my old ones laugh at me behind my back. But now, I manage a smaller office with almost double the salary. So, who's laughing now? And you don't mind, right? That I was watching you from before. You're a good boy, so I'm sure you don't mind, right? There's no way I can be obsessed with you. You are the most pure and precious thing in the entire world. I was made for loving a good boy like you. And what's the problem? You know me now, don't you? And you love me enough to hug me. So it's not a problem now, is it? I'm not a creep now, am I? I'm perfectly in the right here. I'm perfectly in the right to give you everything you need. To give you love. To give you tender care. To take care of your every need and more. I'd do anything for you. Anything. Hey, sweetie. I really meant it when I said I want to drag you to my bed and cuddle you forever and ever. What do you say we take this little hugging session to my bedroom? I'm sure you'd like it there. The bed is almost as soft as me. I'm sure you'd be more comfortable there. And I need to do everything in my power to make you feel comfortable. So, what do you say? Would you like to take this to the next level? Oh, sweetie, I knew it. You really are a good boy. And more importantly, you're my good boy. Mine, mine, mine. All mine, no one else's. All mine to take care of and tend to. Come with me. I'm not going to keep you waiting any longer. Well, what are you waiting for, sweetie? There's more than enough room for the two of us here. Get in the bed with me and cuddle me. Oh, that's a good boy. There, there. You're such a good boy. I love the feeling of your arms wrapped around me like this. Let me return the favor and gently wrap my arms around you. Just like this. Do you like it? I bet you do, sweetie, because we were made for each other. But are you sure you're comfortable? Because I'm comfortable, because I have a pillow. But you're not really resting your head on anything particularly soft if you're just using my arm. So I'm worried about you. But I have an idea. Why don't you use my chest as a pillow? Go ahead. There's no need to be shy. What's mine is yours. Everything. So just rest your head on my chest. I'd love it if you did. And, you know, then your ear would be right next to my heart. And you could listen to my heartbeat. The beating of a heart that only has you in it. The thump thump of a heart that's so madly in love with you. Think about how close we would be. So won't you, sweetie, won't you be a good boy and rest your head on my chest? Aw, sweetie, are you still too shy? Is there anything I can do to change your mind? I know you'd love it if you just gave it a shot. Please, won't you? You'd be making me very happy. Happy enough to kiss you even, theoretically speaking. Oh, I love how eager you are. Did mentioning the kiss really change your mind that easily? You're so easy to read. But that's something that I love about you, sweetie. Just one of many things. I'm so glad you can just relax and loosen up around me. Just give in to me. Just love me so I can love you. There, there. Really, we were made for each other. I was especially made for you. I love you more than you could ever imagine. More than sleep. More than eating. More than breathing. More than anything. And I certainly love you more than anyone else loves you. No one appreciates you like I do. To everyone else, you're at best. Just a normal person. But to me, you're special. You're my good boy. My sweetie. My everything. You'll always be replaceable to me. No one will ever care for you like I do. If you're ever in need, I'd drop everything to take care of that need. I'd sacrifice everything for that need. I'd give an arm and a leg, everything. No one can be as caring and tender as I am for you. I'm the only one who feels like this about you. I'm the only one for you. I'm the only one. I'm the only one who's devoted to you, who worships you. I lost my old job for you. Do you think some normal girl off the street would do that for you? I'm the only one who loves you this much. No one else realizes just how important you are. No one else realizes just how special you are. You're my everything. I'm giving you my everything. So, do you think you could give me a little back as well? I'm not going to ask for too much. I'm not selfish. I'm doing this for you. I just want to care for you. And in order to do that, I need you to stay here with me, where I can give you the proper tender care that a good boy like you needs. I mean, if you're not with me, you're going to be out on the streets. And we can have that. You're too pure, too innocent. The other people out there are just going to exploit you, take advantage of you, hurt you. I'm the only one who protects you. I'm the only one who keeps you safe. Who cares about your happiness. Who makes you happy. So, stay with me. Forever and ever. That's what's best for you. That's what is going to make you happy. You can trust me. I'll never betray you. I'll never take advantage of you. I only have your interests at heart, sweetie. You just have to trust me, is all. You just have to give me a little trust. That's all I'm asking for. In return, I'll do anything for you. I'll take care of all of your wants and needs. And I know a young man like you has lots of needs, right? I have a few of my own. It's really no bother. So, stay with me. It will be my honor to have you stay here with me. And you know what? To be completely honest, I know you're going to stay with me. Mostly because you're such a good boy, so there's no way you're going to stop being one now, right? But also because I don't take chances. I'm very strong, and I keep a chain under the bed just in case I need to stop you from going outside where you're just going to get hurt. But I know you won't make me use it, right? You won't make me pin you down and chain you, will you? You'll be a good boy for me, just like always, right? You're such a sweetie. You've always been so good. So, you won't stop now, right? You'll stay with me, right? No matter what. Forever and ever. Good boy.